appear on the big screen.
Examples of today's music.
Thank you.
tramped in our black coats, sweeping time, in the red forest, emerging to face the day, pink with iodine, wet, bedraggled, a bit gone, adorned in flowers, radiant, radioactive, following a trail we somehow knew, rain, no longer rain. Tears, no longer tears. And the grail, oh, the grail was this close, finished with foil, wrapped in plutonium. We rambled strange forests, not a living thing, but the buzzing of flies and mischievous fairies who danced underfoot. Branches snapped in our faces. Our kingdom behind a chain-link fence. We had our contamination coronations. We grappled in the quarries. We polished marbles and we knelt and shot for spoils in our fervent circles. We set up our furious camps, our tents punctuated with pegs, nicked with pocket knives, little foxes gauging the hard earth, cursing the bottomland for making us soft. We gathered rye, stuffed sacks, made pillows for our men. We were soldiers with no war. We wrung the blood from soaking beds. We covered the martyrs' rolling heads. We balanced the buckets filled to the brim. And we saw nothing and everything. Our ships boasted obscenities, scribbled on parchment sails, floating illiterate rivers, overturned in pools of rainwater muck. Songs of praise into horns of sacred animals, catcalls, confessions, teenage prayers, woven into tapestries of cloistered gardens. No mother had we now. Vows erupted with a new violence, bearing no ill will, save to be born, contaminated with a dust that sparkled with such strangeness. We wept for joy. A blue light projected from the cap of being. We climbed the stairs into a bluer heaven, scarred with streamers, bleeding the wind. We savored the spectacle, and then it disappeared. But we were already gone. We possessed a new radiance. Dew dropped from our noses. We boasted shining skin, shedding it without a sigh. We raised our lanterns, and some seemed to walk in a light of their own. We drew close to our new kind, our regulation boots of dog tongue, our dresses of ermine and fleece, our glad rags woven by the blind, for ours was a country of sockets that were empty, eyes that were empty, and yet within one could read all our childish hopes, each of us with our own story, our own sweet life, cut with the cloth of ecstatic strife. It is time. We hear the call. It is time. We have our black coats. Sweeping time. Sweeping time. It is sleeping time. And soon we will break from our moth husks, alive in the night, the sky smeared with stars we no longer see, a child's creed stitched on handkerchiefs. does not abandon us. We are all he knows. We must not abandon him. He is ourselves, the ether of our deeds. Listen. Listen. The whistling hobo calls. Sweeping time. Sweeping time. We sleep. We scheme. We press the vibrant string. Asleep. Years, then happily.
Today, I am proud to announce the Walt Disney Company is acquiring Lucasfilm, the global entertainment company founded by George Lucas and the home of the legendary Star Wars franchise.
You know, America's tastiest candy bar. Here's your You Know.
When a gal goes shopping at her favorite store, Eastside beer she reaches for.
It's extra good, and the reason it sells, brewed with water from cool deep wells.
When you're going shopping.
Last one was written just for you. Where Your Friends Are is a total station concept, presenting you in your best light. That is, in context with the music you're playing. Where Your Friends Are is the honest, fresh, young music of the very people who are creating today's hit records. Where Your Friends Are is the first sound design. It's built to communicate directly with today's contemporary listeners because it uses a pre-accepted medium. The medium is, of course, the kind of music the listener is already there to hear. This approach really isn't new, we'll admit. It's merely new to radio stations. National advertising agencies have used this technique for years, and they have reached today's contemporary listener, using contemporary music and youthful singers to sell their products. And nothing communicates with today's contemporary listeners like contemporary music. They also found that contemporary music sells a product better. All demographic areas. In this case, modern music.
Boys, this is something that I should have done maybe 5 or 6 years ago. This is a discussion of how King Record Company is to be run and their affiliate parts, such as Lowe's Publishing, etc. Unfortunately, you or other people may disagree with me 100%, but somebody has to be the chief, and I am elected as chief. I'm spending my money, not yours. Therefore, unless I change my ideas, then it has to be as you will hear on this record. Now, let's start by number one. And we're talking about the lowest catalog of over 7,000 copyrights. That was up to 1962. We listened to the amateur songwriter. Anybody that came in, anybody that sent in a tape, anybody that sent in an acetate, greedy for getting good songs. Well, we didn't get them from the amateur. Today, if a song comes in that we can make a decision on in 1 minute or less, we will listen to it. That means it must come in on an acetate, 45 speed, nothing else, so that we don't waste any time in making a quick decision. And a quick decision is all that we will make, especially if it is not from a recognized songwriter. We had hundreds of thousands of people come in to audition that tune. We turned them down now. We didn't 5 or 6 years ago. We got smart. We are now turning them down flatly. We are not and will not be the janitor of some of these starry-eyed songwriters and artists. They either have it or they don't have it. and we're quick to tell them, step down. We can't do it what you've done. This is experience talking. Experience is something that I can't give to you or anybody else. Even though I will let you have this record and you will go over it again and again, you still will have to have and go through the actual experience before you actually know. But God damn it, I can shorten this for you. Listen to what I'm telling you. Now, as I said before, and I repeat, Lois has over 7,000 copyrights. Thousands of hours were spent by us before we got smart. What I'm talking about, the thousands of hours, is this. That when a songwriter came in with, an amateur songwriter, came in with songs, whatever manner they had in a tape, or they sang them, or anything, we listened. That's where the thousands of hours were wasted. Now, if we were to go back to the inception of Lowe's Publishing Company and eliminate the tunes we have put in by these starry-eyed amateur writers, people we thought at that time could write, but we now know that amateur writers are for the birds. From these songs for a period of 20 years would not amount to more than $5,000. Still, we spent hundreds and thousands of hours and time and effort and anxiety on these sides. And it gave us a terrible complex. Now, over $50,000 in time, and the disgusting feeling that we got in listening to this crap gave us a complex that you don't know how bad it was. I think Louis Innes had the goddamn complex to such a degree, I think he was going to have himself committed. Today, we won't tolerate it. for 1 minute. Now, if a song is brought to us, we have two answers. One answer consists of six words. And I quote these words. I think we can do something. Period. The other answer is of two words. And I quote, can't use. Period. We will not give any other reason or any reason or waste any time. We are not here to soothe the feelings of the starry-eyed amateur songwriter. Basically, our feelings are the same as the movie industry.
Story is one big long story, so it's a lot of the issues that have been built have been designed to fit. You know, this is really like these three are really one film, and the other three are really one film, and they're connected. One is the father, and the other is the son. It's kind of a father and son duo or duet. So the one thing about this one, it did have a lot of things to come together that have been sort of built up and obviously to go on. And I had a plan for it and how it was going to work. And so I went and wrote the first story, or the first draft of the script, the first outline. A lot of the issues that I had planned to do, I could just sort of got way too big. A lot of these side stories got in the way. So I basically had to focus on the main issue and get that story told. Part. Once I jettisoned a lot of the stuff that I created, I just said no. And let everybody else fall by the wayside, and it worked. So then I wrote that story creep, and that one is the one that I've actually used to make it better. I mean, it's just the bare bones version of what they. But you know, over years, you sort of doodle on the sides, and then all the doodles get where you want to take over. You know, but you can't. At some point, you gotta cut the music off and put in the story. Yeah. I take a deep breath and say, okay, look, I can't. There are a lot of things I do that's fun, but I can't do it. And it's kind of what I had to do on the original Star Wars. You know, I did it and I said, this is great, but I can't make this. It's just not possible. So I'll take the first act and I'll just leave those other things for another time and I'll come back and make those into a movie. That's kind of how the whole thing started. But this one, I'm sort of at the end, so I can't do that. So I just have to say, wow, I love these other characters. Just, yeah, they're secondary characters. They're not really, their story is not that important in the end. I mean, obviously interesting to fans and things, but it's not telling the real story. And it's basically been the same story the whole time. It's one. The only thing is to say, the hard part was that over the years, it's built up a lot of barnacles. And then the realization I had to knock those barnacles off and just, you know, take it down to his bones and make it was the hardest part. I mean, that was, I wouldn't say it was a surprise. I just hadn't realized how many barnacles were on it, you know, until I started getting down to it, and I started saying, oh, yeah, yeah. And then it was kind of, on another kind of level, is what happened on the Return of the Jedi, is I had so many characters, and I felt that I wanted to make sure they all got woven into the story, even though a lot more secondary characters and stuff. And I managed to do that. But in this one, I really couldn't do it. It just wasn't. I mean, this story is way more intense than, Return of the Jedi. You know, that one sort of culminates everything, but this one actually does it. This is in a much more melodramatic way. I mean, the only thing that's close to this is kind of the scene in Empire when he says it, I'm your father. But this whole movie's like that. I call it soap opera stuff. You did what with whom? You're related to what? How did this happen?
We loaned the spawn of the tape recorder out the other day. It was all right with the test, and now there's something wrong with it.
you that every time I talk to you about Skippy Peanut Butter, I wind up by asking you to please try it. But my sponsor has called my attention to the fact that I've been a little careless because I haven't thought lately when to try it. So right now, I'd like to point out that the best time to try Skippy is now, spelled N-O-W. Right now, I hope you'll put down that television set. Get up out of that chair. Go out in the kitchen. And butter some Skippy on a cracker or slice of bread. And eat it. Now, of course, it may be that you just don't have any Skippy in your house. If that's so, I'd like to have you put on your hat and go out to the grocery store right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now. Bring home a jar of Skippy, and the very instant you get back, start eating it.
quote, don't call us, we'll call you. This is basically what we're saying. They, the picture industry, have learned that this is the method, and we have learned it too. And it has been costly for us to learn it. Remember when I say costly. I know it don't hurt you, the money don't come out of your pocket. It comes out of mine. And I don't like to see it fly out of there either.
In addition to getting the rights to one of the greatest family franchises and epic stories of all time, Disney is also acquiring all of Lucasfilm's operating businesses, including Industrial Light and Magic and Skywalker Sound. George Lucas is a true visionary and an innovative epic storyteller who has defined modern filmmaking with unforgettable characters and amazing stories. The Star Wars universe now has more than 17,000 characters inhabiting several thousand planets and spanning 20,000 years. And this gives Disney infinite inspiration and opportunities to continue the epic Star Wars saga. Fans can expect a new feature film, and there will be more feature films, as well as consumer products, television projects, games, and theme park attractions. We're thrilled that George has entrusted the future of his extraordinary legacy to the Walt Disney Company and recognize what an honor it is. We truly understand the responsibility that comes with being the caretakers of such iconic characters that are beloved by hundreds of millions all over the world. Disney has a unique ability to grow strong brands and expand fantastic creative content, as we've proven with our successful acquisitions of both Pixar and Marvel. And the addition of Lucasfilm will further our growth strategy and create even more opportunity for Disney to drive significant long-term value for our shareholders.
America's largest selling peanut butter. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. And here's your host, Art Baker.
And howdy, my friends. You're just in time for some real rockin' and soppin' action here at Santa Ana Roller Rink. Basketball on roller skates will take the country by storm. Free, Wally Garrett gets the ball. Johnny Carlson at center for Santa Ana. Joe Lynch from Long Beach.
Put it out now. Oh, our favorite piece. Yes. That's very important, that man. That's the cadenza, cadenza.
You want that?
Go to sleep unless the whole pavement is jumping outside, and it's 100 degrees, and that drill is just going, and then I just go to sleep.
Where Your Friends Are is an advertising campaign. Where Your Friends Are is the central theme. In addition to communicating on a one-to-one basis with today's listeners, Where Your Friends Are is the first true advertising campaign for a radio station. Remember those national advertising campaigns. They not only communicated in contemporary style, but they also built an image for the product. They all had a central theme. In other words, Pepsi Cola's You've Got a Lot to Live jingle tells buyers of Pepsi Cola that they'll really be living if they drink Pepsi.
For regular flying saucer soiree.
An image you want the listeners to associate in their minds about your radio station. Where Your Friends Are tells the listener that he's hearing his friends. The personalities and newsmen are someone he can trust. You're also telling the listener that this is the station. That the listener's friends are here too, listening to the station. Your Friends Are. In addition to the lyric image cuts, there are plenty of short, straight-ahead logo cuts. And you can make effective transitions between records with the sweep jingles.
Now, this doesn't mean that we are silly enough to think that there will never be any more songwriters. We know there will be. We will not beat the bushes for them. We are not going to go out and look for a needle in a haystack and say, I hope that I find some talent, or I hope that I find some songs.
Well, I'm aiming for, I don't know, 2 hour and 15 minute movie, something like that, with the titles. But, you know, if it goes to 2.5 hours, it will. But I'm not going to let go much beyond 2.5 hours. You know, I think I can get the story told in enough time.
Are Maybe you're saying, gee whiz, if I do that, I'll miss out on the rest of the show. And that's true. But let's look at it this way. Now, we've got some good features coming up on the remainder of the show, but quite frankly, there isn't a single one of them that has the slightest resemblance to Peanuts. That my sponsor's only reason for bringing you this program was to try to persuade you to buy a jar of Skippy peanut butter.
Benefit.
still haven't gotten up out of that chair. I'll tell you what I'll do. You start out for the grocery store right now, and then send me a postcard. And I'll write and tell you about what happens on the show while you're out. Fair enough? Okay. Bye now.
Hurry back. Happy Skippy.
But that's not all. As long as we're creating an advertising campaign, let's do it all the way. Here's one of the story songs created by TM, a 60-second commercial for your station.
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Mr. Rabbit.